safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Under the Lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet. Tonight's show being made possible by Shelter Insurance and your Shelter Insurance agent, Matt Timms. Home Life Auto Insurance available. Matt Timms, your Shelter agent. Welcome back into the Wendy's studio here in Flowood. Jake joining us now. And we're going to go, before we talk with Jake, we're going to go on the telephone and talk with David Johnson.
Let's do it.
Who is with 247sports.com. And David, where in the world were you tonight?
I was at the house tonight. I was keeping a close eye on Lafayette and West Point, which seems like it was a heck of a ball game.
I knew that when Starkville beat West Point, that this may be, I'm not going to say a down year because I don't think West Point has a down year, but it'll be a different year for West Point. I tell you, winning that one by one tonight, that's a great game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Lafayette is, I think, also a threat. They're not a bad football team at all, and I think, Lafayette playing West Point that close tonight probably means, when Lafayette gets in the playoffs, they're going to be a team to watch for sure. But with Ole Miss having that 11 o'clock kickoff in the morning, I hunkered down here at the house tonight and followed you guys on Twitter.
Well, that's a good thing to do, too. Let's talk about some of the guys, again, David, up in the northern part of the state that you know of that schools are interested in the recruiting area.
Yeah, man, I think you've got to start off talking about Horn Lake up in DeSoto County.
Who are those guys?
13 tonight. Horn Lake is loaded with college prospects, two big-timers in their 2019 class and two big-timers in their 2020 class. Of course, everybody in the country's after the 2019 linebacker, Kobe Dean. He's a five-star prospect. Ole Miss certainly has had him targeted for a long time. He's got a 2019 teammate named Ra'Darius Jones, who is a cornerback on the next level. 6'2", extremely long, very, very talented kid, plays quarterback for Horn Lake as well on Friday nights. And then their 2020 kids, a couple of juniors, Josiah Hayes, a defensive tackle, and then Ja'Kevion Brown, who is a linebacker probably on the next level. They kind of make that Horn Lake team go, and I'm telling you, I don't think enough people are talking about Horn Lake as a legitimate contender in 6A this year in Mississippi.
Well, and David, that may be because for years and years and years, no, there was no reason to talk about Horn Lake. I mean, it was always
that's right. Yeah.
South Panola and, you know, Olive Branch, and, you know, occasionally you'd get a South Haven team to sneak in there and have a really good year. But nobody really talked about Horn Lake, but boy, they're talking about them now. And the guy, I tell you, the guys that you mentioned, really, really good ones. And I'll tell you, there's some colleges that are really going to benefit. Someone said a while ago, and David and Jake, you may want to respond to this. In fact, it was George that said this a while ago. He said, you know, there may be more talent across the state this year in Mississippi than we've had in a long time.
David, how would you frame that up? That's a great question from Russ, our great, I guess you could say, talking point. How would you frame that up from the big 2016 class where we saw A.J. Brown and Jeffrey Simmons and just tons of guys, Nigel Knott, who's at Alabama now, and you know, Scott Lashley's at Alabama. Is this class deeper, or is that yet to be determined?
Yeah. No, it's deeper. Hands down, it's deeper, particularly when you're talking about Power 5 talent, you know, kids that are going to end up playing in the SEC or the you know, Big 10 or the Big 12 or wherever they may go. This class is much deeper. I think you legitimately in Mississippi this year probably have three dozen, I'd say 35, 36 kids that are legitimate Power 5 prospects.
Wow.
And then a whole bunch more that are group of five, mid-major type guys. There are a ton of Division I football players in this class this year. You know, we talk about Nakobe Dean. He's a five-star linebacker. Everybody in the metro area and beyond knows about Jerrion Ealy. Now, whether he plays baseball or football is another question. And then the state is loaded with defensive linemen. You got Nathan Pickering at Seminary, Charles Moore at Louisville, Jaron Handy at Hattiesburg now, Byron Young over at West Jones. You got Derek Hall, who's a linebacker DN down at Gulfport. They're really all over the state. And the crazy thing is, if you look at the top 20 prospects in the state of Mississippi right now, as far as they go, there are only three that haven't made their college decisions. That's Nakobe Dean at Horn Lake, Derek Hall at Gulfport, and then Ra'Darius Jones at Horn Lake. Those are the only guys out of the top 20. But when you go beyond the top 20 prospects of the state, the number 21 guy, Jaleel Clemens, DN at Starkville, committed to Tennessee. The number 22 guy committed to Ole Miss. That's Jordan Jernigan out of Tupelo. You can go all the way down to the number 28 prospect out of Lewisburg, Hakeem Vance, committed to Baylor. It just keep going on and on. This class is deep, loaded. There were some very special players, Jake, and you're right, in that 2016 class, when you talk about A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, and those guys.
Yep.
But that class probably went about maybe 18 deep as far as SEC caliber players coming out of high school. This class is probably double that, and beyond those SEC guys, so many guys that, you know, are going to end up playing at Memphis or Arkansas State or Southern Mississippi. It is a loaded class. I mean, I'm scanning along here right now, and I can go as deep as the number 62 player in the state of Mississippi this year, a center out of Brandon High School named Jack Green, that's committed to South Alabama, a BCS football program.
You know what this tells me, David, and we're going to let you go. This tells me that this year's Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game and the Mississippi All-Star Game are going to be two games you don't want to miss, because you're going to see the state's finest.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, if Mississippi doesn't win that this year, I'll be shocked. Because this is a class for the ages in the state of Mississippi.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be doing the press conference from the MHSA building on October the 3rd. And so it'll be on FNUTL.com, and they're going to introduce the players and the coaches. It's always a lot of fun to do that. Johnny Mims does a great job, works with Don Hinton on that. And so we'll be doing that press conference, and their folks will be able to find out who's on that team. Dave, we're going to cut you loose. We appreciate you spending some time with us on Friday Night Under the Lights, and hunker down there because you're going to be kind of busy up there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna start early, man. I got to get up about 5:30 in the morning for this 11 a.m. kickoff.
Well, go to bed. Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, let's.
Good luck.
Thank you, brother. We're going to go now to the telephone to a good friend of mine over the years. He's a Hattiesburg Tiger man, and of course we're talking about Mike. He's on Friday Night on the Lights on the phone. Mike, Tony Vance is doing with these Hattiesburg Tigers what Tony Vance does, and that they win ball games.
It is, and let me tell you, it was a much closer than a 41-13 ball game. I'm gonna say Goshen makes the playoffs this year.
Really?
They were leading us 7-6 midway through the second half, and our talent and depth just took over. But give all the credit in the world to Goshen. They tried some onside kicks, recovered them. Then tried another onside kick after they scored to the 13-6 lead, but we returned the onside kick for a touchdown. And second half, it was just totally Hattiesburg all the way. Outscored a 21-0 in the second half, pulled away 41-13.
Mike, I got to ask you, have you ever seen an onside kick return for a touchdown?
Not too often, but
it's rare.
Literally bounced our way. I mean, he caught it in midair. Goshen overran the ball, and it was just clean sailing to the end zone.
Wow. Well, the Tigers stay undefeated. I think you got to, you know, Jake, and Michael will echo this too. I think you got to look at the Tigers when you look at possibly December.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you're talking about South 5A. They're right there at the top.
Yeah.
When you talk about contenders and, you know, guys like as you rep the yellow wristband in honor, I would say, let's just say Hattiesburg, right? Because, I mean, look, they're going to be right there at the end of the year conversation-wise.
Pull that up a little bit.
Yeah, you can see the
yellow
wristband. There you go. I like that. So, Mike, would you agree? I mean, it's Hattiesburg. I don't want to say in everybody else. In South 5A, but it's Hattiesburg and everybody else.
I'm not going to say that because I don't want to give nobody any bulletin board material. We should be the odds on favorite, but you know, PQ put 61 on Wayne County tonight.
Wow, man.
PQ is PQ, and we have them in about 3 weeks, so. A lot of improvement to do for the Tigers, but we've got it rolling again right now.
Mike, it's always good to talk to you, and we want to thank you for making us a part of your Friday night and joining us. We'll look forward to getting a report next week.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Mike. All right, George, before we step out of here for a break, I know you've got a few scores, new ones that have rolled in.
Yeah, let me cover some other some that we may have mentioned, but these are important games. In the metro area tonight, Madison Central beat Clinton tonight 35-20. Starkville was a big winner over Provine 63-12. Brandon beat Terry 40-6. We've mentioned Oak Grove beating George County 39-7. It was Horn Lake over South Panola 45-13. Chippolo beat Hernando 43-31. It was Pearl beating Petal 28-10. Northwest Rankin over Warren Central 45-28. Biloxi beat D'Iberville 21-14. Harrison Central edged Pascagoula, and Harrison Central is now 4-1. The game was 26-24. And Gulfport is now 4-1. They edged St. Martin 35-34.
Well, you know what's looming out there, and it's going to be one of our Wendy's Giant games, is the Gulfport Biloxi game down at Milner Stadium. That'll be on November the 11th. And we'll have that again. That'll be one of our Wendy's games. I want to remind you that tonight's show made possible by Malone, where they exist every day to improve their community and empower people never to settle to be average. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the scores for you, because a lot of folks just now getting in their cars. We'll talk to some more folks. If you want to call in, 601-453-4800. And we got a lot more coming up on Friday Night Under the Lights. Keep it right here. We'll be back with more of the show in a moment.
Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Wear your shield. Wear your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Under the lights, I'm Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, and I got a whole lot of other folks in here tonight, and really appreciate you keeping your radio or your device tuned to Friday Night Under the Lights. And you know, before we go any further, you had sent me the tweet numbers
yes,
this year.
Massive,
and we really appreciate it. For the folks that don't know, Jake, I mean, they can tweet anytime during the week.
Sure.
But when does it really start cranking up? Friday afternoon?
Well, it depends. Friday afternoon is really big for us on Twitter because there's a lot of interaction. People, and we do, again, apologize that if we don't answer your tweets, it's not because we don't want to. It's just
a little busy.
Yeah, a little busy.
On
so
Friday.
People are sending us, you know, links to games.
Right.
And they're sending us scores and stats and all that stuff. So Friday afternoon, and look, props to Will Watson. He helps, house that thing. So he does a really good job with that, amongst other things that he does for us behind the scenes.
Right.
But Twitter is active through the week. We try to get the Malone matchups up there.
Right, right.
You know, so Josh helps us with that. And so, you know, this is a team effort. You may just see some of us here on, but it's we got a crew here that works.
That's right.
It's a big deal. But yeah, Twitter really picks up Thursdays, hits through Fridays, and then we'll go through Saturdays. But yeah, the numbers have been massive. We've eclipsed numbers as far as impressions and people visiting our Twitter feed from last year. It's been really, really good, and we appreciate people for doing that.
Also on the website, Dr. Dave, you know, gets the website set, and especially when we get toward the playoffs and we have the bracket breakdown there,
yeah.
A lot of people want to see where their team may be playing, if they're going to travel. There's a lot of questions when you get into the playoffs as to who goes where.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have the bracket up there. And also when we have the press conference on October the 3rd about the Mississippi-Alabama game and the Mississippi All-Star game, we're going to stream that live so that people can see the players who were selected, and more importantly, the coaches. I've been associated with those games, as you know, for probably about 10 years now, and it's just amazing to me when you look out there at the coaches that we have coaching in those games, and you know, from Peterson and Brandon when he was there, and I mean, it just goes on and on. Matt Caldwell, I mean, it's just a lot of great coaches in those games, and so we'll post those on the website so that you can see it. We also have the app, The app is, you know, a lot of people use the app. And then a lot of people are listening on MPB Think Radio.
Yes.
And so all of those things combined, we're glad to be able to bring that to you. And, of course, next week is our first Wendy's Giant Game of the Month. A little small game played over in Flowood
just
Drive.
Small.
Yeah, just a small one. It'll be JA and Prep, and it should be a good one. Another good game is always every time they play, Wayne County and Picayune. And Kerry Metzler joins us now here on Friday night under the lights. And Kerry, was it your basic Wayne County Picayune game?
Well, Russ, it was from the standpoint that, you know, it's never really over per se. This was a ball game tonight that, you know, we jumped out 27-0 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. We led 33-12 at half. The Wayne County came storming out in the third quarter, and they cut it to a 40-25 margin. But from that point, our defense did a good job, got a couple of stops, got a turnover, and we punched in a couple of long touchdown runs. And the final score was actually 60-33. I heard someone say 61 earlier. The scoreboard operator, I think he had the over tonight because he comes with that 61st point. The extra point was way wide right, so he punched it up there. So I think he was trying to help himself out there.
Could be. Never can tell. Oh, goodness. You know, Kerry, Picayune has, in my opinion, always had the running backs that have made. I go back and I remember the Knicks at night, you know, and I mean, just there's so many great running backs. Is this a team this year that has that great running back?
Well, Russ, it is. Well, let me say this: they're good running backs, and you know, and we've had guys, you know, over the years, Nick Wash, Nick Woodson, Preston Dino,
man.
I could go on and on with Josh Doodle, Sean Anderson, but those guys are good high school football players. But the real key, and Coach Lee said this morning on our breakfast conversation, you know, on there, he said, you know, Kerry said, we hang our hat on our offensive line. So the real guys that make it happen here year in, year out is the offensive line. And we've got another great offensive line this year. Garrett Franklin, our senior center, he's going to play some college football somewhere. We've got two guards, not real big, but they're nifty. And we've got two tackles, both juniors, really good tackles, Jake Mitchell, and also Deontay Reed. So we've got another good solid offensive line, and that's what makes us go. We had six different guys that ran the football tonight. So actually, excuse me, seven guys that ran the football tonight. Jordan Bryant, our senior tailback, did lead the way with 190 yards between carries. Darius Travis had 84 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And Caleb Hart is also our starting defensive end. He ran the ball four times tonight from wing back for 75 yards. He also had two touchdown runs, one of 21 of 36. But their quarterback, Zakarian Wesley, is the real deal. He's only a junior. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. He ran tonight 19 times for 237 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Also threw a touchdown. So they've got a good football team as well. Wayne County, you know, they had some unfortunate things happen tonight. We returned a kickoff for a touchdown. They laid it on the turf, gave us a short field, and we also picked up a failed punt. The punter fumbled the snap on the fourth down, and we picked up, ran in for a touchdown. So, yeah, we had some big plays tonight that really helped us. But typical Wayne County Picayune game, a lot of good players on the field, and two well-coached football teams, and we were fortunate tonight to get the win.
What about your other crews? What about your other crews and your ball games tonight?
Well, Kerber Central, they got a really big win. And Popperville had an open day, but Kerber Central, big win for them tonight. They block a field goal with 20 seconds to go. They upset. I didn't really say upset, but they got a big win tonight for Coach Jacob Owen. 2 weeks ago, he got his first win as head coach. And tonight, they get their first region win. They go down on the road at Long Beach, and they block a field goal with about 20 seconds to go to beat Long Beach 33-31. So we're real happy for Jacob Bowen, and he's a fine individual, and we're excited for the good job he's doing up at Kerber Central. But we're excited about our team. Popperville off to a good start. JB's got a great football team there. I'm not sure they'll be challenged until they get into the playoffs. They're as good as they were last year,
Wow, that is great. Kerry, hey, thanks for joining us tonight, and have a great weekend. Enjoy your college football tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, Jake, keep Russ straight. God bless you guys.
You got it, Rich. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
We gave up trying that a long time.
That's right.
I kind of veer a little bit. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. I asked Matt Timms to cover MRA in Madison Central. Now, he's kind of our rover here in the metro area, and Matt joins us now on the telephone. And Matt, I'm assuming that you can talk on both of those games. Is that correct?
I can't speak on them, except that MRA handled their business in the second half, and so I flipped on over to the Madison Central game. But don't let anybody fool you. It's still hot out there. I was sweating like a hog. And gotta watch yourself, and especially when you're up there in age. But MRA, kind of a tight game at first, and early, 7-point, 14-point game. St. Stanislaus, came back, cut the score, and then the defense kind of took over late in the first half and the second half, and I think that's one of the stories that not too many people are talking about with MRA in particular. They've got some playmakers on offense, of course. Everybody knows that. And the quarterback, running backs, receivers, they got a good offensive line. But when you flip to the other side of the ball, their defense is just super quick and strong, and they make good plays.
Well, I've heard a lot about the quarterback. And he's a fine athlete, and will play at the next level. And that was a big win. Of course, Herbert Davis does a great job with MRA over there, and that was a big win. And then you said you slipped over to Madison Central, and that had a lot of fireworks at the end of the ball game.
Another game, Russ, that was close. The Jags fell behind early, 14-7, and that was kind of in part to a fumble on the goal line right at the end of the half when they could have tied it up, and they had a couple of interceptions earlier, so it kind of put them behind. But again, the defense kind of took over, and the offense started making some plays. So the combination of both of those happening, the arrows couldn't hold on, and just the Jags scored a couple of touchdowns late, and they went up 28-20. And then my old friend of mine, Gary Buskin's son, Hayes Buskin,
Crap. Right.
He flew in there and blew up the quarterback, and they had a fumble, and Madison Central jumped on it, and then they ran a couple of plays, and then they broke one to the outside and put the Jags up 35-20. Holiday was the quarterback there that broke it to the right for a kind of a intentional QB run.
That's a big win, and it really does what it does every year. You're going to have one loss between those teams as you get closer to the playoffs. Matt, we appreciate the report on that, and appreciate you checking on both of those games. They were big ones tonight, and we'll look forward to having you in studio next week.
All right, Russ. Well, y'all have a good night, man. Thanks, all right, man.
All right, we're going to duck out of here and take a timeout as we get ready for hour number two. Tonight's show being made possible by Wendy's, the home of the Wendy's Giant Studio, which is right here in Flowood, Mississippi, here on Friday night under the lights. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will go to the Malone Score Center, and George has got pretty much all. Okay, good. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have all the scores. Keep it here. Friday night under the lights continues in a moment.